And most of your cow folks or cow hands, they're just monthly wages, you know, or
Now,
what used to be $1 a day or $15 a month in the winter time.
is there a difference between cowboy and ranch hand?
No, it'd be same thing.
They both have a knowledge of cattle.
Yeah, they both have a knowledge of cattle. Some of your ranch hands, you know, they have, well, some of them are maybe fence or haying or something like that, you know. And there's a few outfits that has a cowboy. That's all they do is ride, you know. But there ain't many of them anymore. It's you got to be an all-around hand.
I see. Oh, and what about with sheep, raising sheep? Is it the same situation?
Yeah, they used to have herders all the time, you know, sheep herder. But a lot of them's fenced lands where they don't have to herd anymore. But there's still quite a few sheep herders, you know.
Would they ever use the term shepherd?
Not around here, but I've heard the words, you know, but they never did around
Maybe
here.
it's more in the Bible or
Yeah,
something.
he's got a sheep herder, sheep going to sheep camps, you know.
Now, does the sheep herder have people that work under him?
He's usually lives by himself. You know.
So a sheep herder would work for a.
He'd work for the sheep rancher, you know.
I see.
And live in a wagon.
Do they still do that?
Oh yeah.
And are those people? Are they Basques or are they local people?
Well, most of them up here around Buffalo is all Basque, you know, and hell, that's all they done in the old country, you know, and. But they used to, there's quite a few Americans. There used to be some Indian sheep herders. And there was one died over here, an old Oklahoma Indian. And, you know, he'd herded around here, Christ, from the beginning of time, I guess. Found him dead out in the hills.
It's a tough job, though, isn't it?
Huh? And they had Mexican herders. They were here at camp. Of course, they had Mexican herders.
But are they alone most of the time?
Well, yeah, the one that's herding the sheep usually alone because he lives in the wagon, you know.
Yeah, any of them ever have their families with them?
Well, there's one family over. They lived in the house over here, Mexican family, but when Adon was herding over here in Morris's, well, he lived in the wagon out by himself, you know. But they were kind of funny, you know. They had one old fellow over here, old Dell, you know. And I attended camp one. Part of one winter for him. And he wouldn't talk to you very long. You know, you would go over and take his supplies. Well, you had to look up the herder, you know, and make sure he was all right. But hell, he wouldn't talk to you for about 15 minutes. And he had a big magazine. He had to go over behind the rock, sit down and read that magazine, you know.
Okay.
They'd get drunk once or twice a year, you know, and spend their money, you know, and then go back to work.
Oh, wow. What a lie. The mother of Jesus, her name was
Mary.
Okay, and what is Sally short for? The full name? Do you know? Or
Jesus, I wouldn't know.
Or maybe Abraham's wife? Or let's see.
I've never acquainted too much.
Let's see. How do we go about this one? Nobody does it like Sarah Lee. Can I get you to say that?
Sarah Lee. I don't know. Maybe it's on TV.
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah. But how you would say that? I need you to pronounce that again. I think I was talking through.
Oh, Sarah Lee.
Uh-huh, okay. And have you ever heard the term jackleg? What a jackleg might be. Ever heard of
that?
Well,
that's beyond me.
Okay. And if you ever go to a trial, I guess, another name for attorney is?
Lawyer.
Okay. And the person who presides over a trial is the
judge.
Okay. Now I get to do a little acting here.
Want some light?
Okay. Okay. First of all, this stuff on top of my head is called
hair.
Okay, and this is an
ear.
Two of them are
two ears.
Okay, and if I didn't shave today, I'd be growing a
beard.
And I talk out of my
mouth.